It's 8:03 on a completely new radio station, and we are happy to be here. Saturday, October 21st, which might be one of the busiest days, one of the busiest weekends in quite some time. There's Zombie Crawl tonight. There's Walleye Opening Night. Does anybody else know who's here tonight that I forgot to get tickets for? Famous black person.
Is it Keith Sweat?
That was a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
More famous today. D, are you, let me see, are you in the right mic?
Am I?
There we go. Sorry. I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Nationwide is on.
Oh, Leslie Odom Jr. Yeah.
Tonight.
Stranahan. I want to see that.
Yeah. It's good to have you here. Oh, wow. The music ran out already. Look at that. We got to get used to this stuff. This is no longer the Morning Rush. For the meantime, it will just be the Saturday Morning Squad until we change that. But all back together again. A lot of familiar things. A lot of familiar voices. We will get to our pop culture guru, Jeffy McGee, a familiar voice and name. Jeff will be here to talk about TV and movie stuff. We're not going to do the trailer game. We'll also have it wouldn't be a Morning Rush type show, which I don't know if we can legally say.
No, we can't.
I don't know if you can, but
we can't.
You just keep going for it.
No.
There's a comma in there. Morning
no.
Rush.
No. Okay, Vanilla Ice. Dun, 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 tick. There's a tick in there. Did you not hear the tick?
that one doesn't work anymore. It's more like T.I. and Robin Thicke.
Yeah. Anybody in radio now?
We'll do some Halloween candy eating later on this morning. And Janet Amid will be here as well to do some free astrological readings. Or we'll just get to some signs with Janet. We'll make this as familiar as possible as we get going here. And the phone number here on Q105 and Q105.com, 419-240-1050, 419-240-1055, with the Saturday Morning Squad. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and Demetrius Nicodemus.
What it do?
And Philip Taylor.
Yep, Morton.
Is anybody listening? Is anybody on? Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Big shout out to the other people. I know you guys are up.
Josh is here with us as well. Josh, there's
morning,
the night
morning.
Show. Could you do me a favor if you want? Could you keep an eye on that phone while you're here?
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yep. Can I like slide it to you? Is that a thing? Does it work?
Oh, my God. That's like an actual phone.
It is.
That's like a legit.
It is. We are not in full heartland anymore. In the second segment, around like 8:20 or so, maybe closer to 8:30, I will answer a lot of questions that all of us got since June 7th. So it took us from June 7th till October 21st to be officially back on the air, but we'll get to that explanation. We'll start on a lighter note. Dee, I know a lot of people have asked you, or a lot of people have asked me, what's Dee up to?
And yes, sir.
I didn't know like how much I could offer.
Yeah.
And we'll get to Philip as well, but what have you been doing since June 7th?
I am going to be a State Farm agent, and that's what I've been doing. Just training, tons of training. I've had to sign my lease for my office space, had to hire a few people, tons of training, lots of reading. I know tons about insurance now, to the point where every little thing I see goes, why would you do that? Is that a trampoline in your backyard? What are you thinking? I told Kara, I'm like, we're going to have to fill this hole in the backyard. You know that, right? She goes, why? And I said, somebody could trip, break their ankle. You know who's liable for that? That'd be me.
So you're going to open up your own office?
Yep. It's going to be right off of Airport Highway on Bernath, right across from TGI Fridays.
When does it open?
January 2nd.
What brought you to this? Because it was this. Does this stem from Mike Buck?
This does stem from Mike Buck. And when I was doing spots for him, he brought up March of 2016. He said, hey, do you ever think about being a State Farm agent? And I was like, bro, you're crazy. And he goes, just take a couple of psychological tests and they'll run some
what?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Really?
Oh, my God. I mean, the things that like I had to go through for the pre-screening just to get into the program was arduous and time-consuming and judgy, very judgy. and when I got through all of that, I had to go to school to get my licenses and take my state exam.
Is this State Farm agent or FBI agent?
It's the same thing.
Okay.
The only thing I don't have is a gun. Wow. You know, but
because it's an insurance violation.
Yeah. Liability. And so I went through the whole process and went for my site interview in like June or July. I want to say it was hot. I rode down there in underwear and a t-shirt and got dressed in the parking lot.
Wait, rode down where?
I had to drive to Cleveland.
Okay.
And so I didn't want to get my suit wrinkly and all sweaty. So, dude, first of all, had a cop pulled me over, I would have been in like boxer briefs
so much
and
trouble.
A V-neck t-shirt. It's just like, so what are you doing? Wait for you to finish. So, and then I got selected. And started training in September.
You have to be selected. So they're like, there's no guarantee when you go through this and you start putting money into it that something's going to happen.
State Farm gets 10,000 applications a day.
Oh, my God.
A day?
To be an agent, yes. A day. Out of those 10,000, they pick one to get into the program. You know.
This really is like FBI stuff.
I'd fail.
And it was legitimately like the hardest thing that I have like undertaken in a long time.
What was the toughest part of the training or getting in so far?
Products. You know, all the things that that State Farm offers and like all the certifications and that kind of stuff. You know, like it's weird to say, but like I'm gonna actually be like a bank, you know. There's checking accounts, there's savings accounts.
Your business.
And then there's insurance and all that other stuff.
God, you're giving a lot.
And car loans and things like that.
Yeah.
And it's all just, but it's, I mean, honestly, it's a way to make sure that people who live in this community are just as protected without thinking about it, you know? Like, you don't ever want to get into a car wreck and wonder if you have enough coverage.
That
like,
is true.
And that's the worst thing.
Remember when he had a car accident. He got rear-ended. Not like that, but the car accident.
Oh, yeah. The first time my car got, like, messed up.
And you didn't have insurance because, like, you missed the number.
and then I got an insurance agent after that because I was like, I can't not have this as a thing.
And that's the whole thing. I mean, it's like making sure that people have everything that they need to protect themselves now and everything that they're going to need to, like, do what they want to do in the future.
So you're going to drive through people's neighborhoods and just, like, scoff at them when they have trampolines? Kid killers?
Not my client!
Or if they are, guess what, buddy? Your deductible's now $3,000.
But, I mean, that's basically what's been going on.
What about dad stuff? Cohen's like a real little
Cohen's
boy now.
Two?
What was his Halloween costume? I saw it.
He was Chase from Paw Patrol.
Oh, okay.
But
I'm sorry.
And let me just tell you, when you give a kid a costume that has a tail on the back of it, and he's a little boy who's been nothing but discovering himself for like the past 2 months.
A little curious.
That tail goes right between his legs, and he's like, yeah.
It's like it's so much bigger now.
And I'm like, and it's brown. You are mine.
Right.
So, but yeah, he's two, and he won't stop. 2 days ago, I was wrestling with him, and he literally stopped and looked at me and said, please leave me alone. And I went, what'd you say? And he said, please leave me alone.
What a polite young man.
And I was like, first of all, you don't tell me what to do. I don't care how polite you are.
I change your diaper. And I wipe the poo from your butt.
So it was, I mean, every day it's something new. New sentence, new understanding. He recently fell in love with the word Jesus.
Oh.
And not like, not the churchy way, you know, not like Jesus.
Like an exclamation?
No, like an exclamation of frustration. Jesus.
Where do you learn that from?
I don't know.
I can guess.
I mean, it's pretty odd.
Does it rhyme with Daryl?
he tried to open the refrigerator door and all I heard was, oh, Jesus. And I was like, and Kara was like, oh my God, we're those parents. And I'm like, it's okay.
It's okay.
I'm like, at least he's using it, right?
At least he's not using other words.
Yeah, like MF-er.
Yeah.
No. But we did come across a lot of dog excrement on the sidewalk. and I don't say the word excrement. And so for the whole 2.5 mile walk, all I heard was, dog excrement, dog excrement, dog excrement.
But you learned something, didn't you?
It was too cute, though.
No, it's not yet.
I couldn't stop him. Cher was like, stop him. I'm like, have you heard? Nobody has said it like this and made your heart warm in so long.
You're doing good parenting because that's excrement is way too many syllables for a two-something-year-old.
Well, he's not saying excrement.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Teach him the one-syllable word, and then mm-hmm. we'll work on...
Yeah, we'll go building.
We'll go from the S word to mm-hmm. poo-poo,
yeah.
and then excrement.
It's like Rosetta Stone for cussing.
Right.
Oh, my. Okay.
This was last week, and then I think I came over later on that morning, because these guys are up at, like, the crack of dawn
always.
Still. he remember my brother, Paul?
Yeah.
What does Paul love? You remember?
No.
Huge car fanatic.
Oh, Paul's, okay.
Paul's
yeah.
the car, my brother Paul is the car maestro, the genius. And I sat with Cohen in the little sunroom. We played cars for like 30 minutes. He is
a hillbilly.
He's a hillbilly.
He's a hillbilly.
Wait,
my
Paul
baby,
is?
No,
or, okay.
Cohen is a hillbilly. He loves NASCAR. NASCAR. Oh. I don't even know where he gets it because I'm black. And like
NASCAR.
Like literally, NASCAR. We'll sit in front of the television and watch NASCAR races. Don't put on a motorcycle race. Don't put on any truck kind of thing with dirt track. No, he
does
wants
it,
NASCAR.
Doesn't Grandpa watch NASCAR?
No, Grandpa doesn't.
I
watch
thought
NASCAR.
He did.
Uncle Craig watches NASCAR,
oh.
which is why I'm getting a DNA test.
I think you're good.
Like, my oldest doesn't even like looking at things that look like they exert energy.
But so. I mean, it makes sense. He liked Thomas, if he still does.
Yeah,
he likes things on wheels.
Big jump. Other than the wheels,
yeah.
There's a big jump from Thomas.
True.
And
Yeehaw, Mountain Dew! Woo! Woo! Shoot him up, bang, bang! Left turns, that's my life!
Next thing you know, when he's finally able to wear underwear, when he gets out of his diapers, it's only going to be American flag underwear.
Yes.
Dad, have you seen my Dale Jarrett draws?
It's 8:14.
Is that a person?
Okay.
No.
Eric, Demetrius, and Philip. Jeffy McGee will join us later on this morning. Janet Amid as well in the 9 o'clock hour. How is Saturday Morning Squad? I'm amenable to changing that.
I'm cool. Are we doing a sequel?
I know. Like, is there two?
I know. Is Margot Robbie going to come in? Are we going to be the Morning Suicide Squad?
I'm going to talk to you guys about something when we go off air, by the way.
Where have you been? You got a promotion at Apple, right?
I did, yeah. So you want me like to go through all of it, or?
Yeah, a quick version.
Okay, yeah. So, like, real quick, I tried to leave the other place and didn't really work out too well.
Slavery.
We got fired.
Sorry, black guy.
Yeah.
You're not quitting.
It pretty much is how I went, besides the black guy thing. And then in the midst of that, I applied for a lead position at Apple, and I got it. So I've been doing that now for what feels like a few weeks, but it's been at least 3 or 4 months now, I think, or maybe 3, that we've been doing it. I moved out from the lesbians and moved in with a friend in the Old West End. Was that me? Could have been.
That was my phone, sorry.
Okay. And
first day on radio.
I don't know how. I just want to keep an eye on it in case Jeff shows up or.
And like, honestly, besides that, like, my life's been basically the same. So everybody knows what I'm doing with my life.
We know.
Yeah.
Instagram.
Putting your tubes on Instagram.
Yeah, there you go.
What?
Dude, I got in trouble but some people feel some type of way about that. And it's fine, but it's me. And it's going to be my Instagram. You do not have to look at it. You don't have to follow me. It is okay. You will not hurt my feelings. I promise.
You want a secret?
What?
I had to mute you on Instagram.
I'm okay with that.
I didn't want your things in my eyes.
I think like. Here, most straight men do, and I'm okay with that. It should be okay. If you probably are a straight man, and you are following me and some of my friends on Instagram, you should reevaluate your straightness.
I had to offset it with a Donald Trump follow on Instagram. Like, just to even it out. I'm like, there's a lot of gay and naked right here. Let's go totally opposite.
Why not, like, a beautiful woman instead of...
No, I need to drown it out with evil.
You gotta share that sexy chocolate.
Were you at, by any chance, speaking of, like, conducive to your lifestyle,
uh-huh.
Were you at Jordan?
No, that's what I want to talk to you about, because we were on our way there, I think, what you're talking about.
Wednesday, when...
It was Thursday.
Thursday. What have I been doing over the summer? Meeting all the people that I didn't have time to connect with when I was working from 4:45 in the morning till the emails didn't stop, till I'd go to bed at 9 o'clock at night, and one of the people I connected with was... City Council hopeful Sam Meldon.
Yeah.
And Sam was singing the other night at George's.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I plan on going there that night. And I've been sick since like last Friday. And over the weekend, it was bad. But it's been getting better. And I was like, I'm going to do something Thursday. I missed all last weekend. I have so much to do this week. I won't be able to go out. And me and my friend Sam, we were going to go out. And everybody got tired. We're like, you know what? Let's not do that. Literally, that all happened down there. And when like the Blade picked it up and City Paper picked it up, and like I saw dude's Facebook about how he got assaulted and everything else, and I was like,
Larry Sykes beat up Julian Mack, yeah, the Black Lives Matter Toledo guy.
God, listen, first of all, I'm not getting into these people and their lives and their personal situations, because obviously, as you know now, it's a mess. But like at the same time, I was like, let's go now. Let's go out and see like what's happening. I'm intrigued.
I watched that interview with him.
Wait, with who?
Julian.
Julian Mack?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
I wanted to assault him.
Dude, can I tell you, honestly, like, here's the thing. If I don't mesh with you, if I don't bond with you, if we're not, like, bros and buddies, I just leave you alone. I don't deal with you. But when you're in somebody's face, and you are probably one of the most annoying people I've ever met before, he's really, like, aggressive. Like, and it's annoying, and he's persistent. But the thing about it is, he's a mouthpiece.
I think I saw him at the Orlando vigil, mm-hmm, at Government Center.
Yeah, yeah, he was there.
I think he spoke. And
I don't know if he spoke, but he was there.
Yeah, and that's the only time I'd come across him. And I don't usually go, I don't go all Toledo tweets on people and go, oh, that's just the only place that happens in Toledo. But the only place a Black Lives Matter person would get in a fight with another black person might be Toledo. There's other places?
There are other places, but you're good with that. Okay.
Wichita, Tulsa, you know, cowboy hat wearing people.
Right, but we're a city in the Midwest.
I know.
All right. Jeffy's going to stop by, but we'll answer some questions and we'll get a little serious. And I have no arrows or axes to throw at anybody, but I'll give a little bit of an explanation at least to why I thought we got let go. Philip, not you.
I'm still.
You're apparently still an employee.
Yeah, he's doing the Underground Railroad of radio right now.
Oh my God. It's Eric, Demetrius, and Philip. More familiar voices on the way. We're going to do this every Saturday morning from 8 to 10. We'll have some podcasts as well, I believe, at the latest on Monday. Hey, Josh, yep. What am I hitting here next to make that play?
Just click it.
Just click it?
Just click it.
Are you sure?
Click it now.
These guys are in shape here.
Gotcha.
Like, for real.
Gym in the back.
Yeah. Do we really? Well, there is Planet Fitness, like, across the
right
fence.
Right there.
Work at Cumulus. Get a free Planet Fitness membership.
And an apartment, evidently. Nobody's going to be late to work.
And then the hospital's right there.
Yeah, this is prime location. Yeah. I like it.
The explanation a lot of people have asked about since June 7th, why was the morning rush? Let go. We'll answer that in a couple of minutes.
$1,000 could buy a lot of stuff, including, but not limited to, 250 pumpkin spice lattes. Are you ready to win? Listen at 9 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. for a shot at $1,000 four times a day. The new 4K a day. Only on Q105.
So, you want to be a nurse. Awesome. At Hondros College of Nursing, our focus learning...